I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with GIS Evening News for Wednesday, April 19. Coming up, Jamaica awarded for air traffic control framework, government to implement new amnesty for motorists, and web security policy being developed. The news in detail after the break.
Household expenditure survey. What kind of digging up people business thing this now?
No, ma'am, nothing like that. The Statistical Institute of Jamaica is collecting information on how Jamaicans spend in order to better help us understand the economy.
So, like, what kind of information do you want?
Information on things you spend on, like groceries, bills, clothing, even phone credit. It's all relevant, so save your receipts. And not to worry, your information will only be seen by us and treated confidentially. So remember now, save your receipts.
All right, more running when me sooner next time.
A message from Statin.
Now the news. Jamaica's air traffic control framework has received international recognition. Director General of the Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority, Nari William Singh, says Jamaica was this week awarded the International Civil Aviation Organization President's Certificate, recognizing the country's efficiency and safety performance for 2016.
Of the 192 countries who are signatories to the ICAO conventions, 12 are selected each year for this recognition. I salute our JCAA and Aerotel team members who continue to make us proud.
Mr. Williams Singh was speaking at a tour of the new control tower at the Norman Manley International Airport, NMIA, on Wednesday. The 131-foot control tower, which was commissioned into service by the Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority in November, replaced the previous facility, which served the airport for over 40 years. The construction of the tower, built by Canadian contractor Intelcan, forms part of government's comprehensive $4.92 billion modernization program for the Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority. The government is to implement a new amnesty for motorists who have accumulated unpaid traffic tickets. Transport Minister Mike Henry says this will be done before the new Road Traffic Act comes into effect. The act has newer and stricter provisions in relation to the imposition of penalties and traffic offenses.
However, the order to offer motorists the opportunity to enter this new phase with a clean slate will be allowing for a period of amnesty during which outstanding traffic tickets can be paid without the accumulation of points and other related penalties.
The minister was making his contribution to the 2017-2018 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on April 12. The updated Road Traffic Act will repeal and replace the existing Road Traffic Act of 1938 and will establish new road traffic offenses as well as provide increased penalties for current offenses. A web security policy for the government is being developed and will be completed within the next 6 months. This follows the completion of a security audit of government websites. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Whitley says the audit was completed by eGov with support from the Cyber Incident Response Team CERT, Jamaica Constabulary Force, and the Jamaica Defense Force. He adds that efforts are underway to address vulnerabilities identified from the audit as immediate threats.
Cybersecurity continues to be an area of primary importance. The Jamaica CERT has been promoting best practices to raise awareness of the risks that exist with the use of technological devices, as well as to help citizens guard against unsafe cyber practices.
Dr. Wheatley was making his contribution to the 2017-18 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. And more Jamaicans are to benefit from free Wi-Fi access at four additional locations across three parishes under the USF Connect JA project. The new locations are St. William Grant Park and Olympic Way in Kingston and St. Andrew, Junction in St. Elizabeth, and Mandeville in Manchester.
This initiative is expected to fuel the government's plan of creating a knowledge-based society by removing any barrier that currently exists for citizens who may be unable to afford connectivity.
Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley speaking in Parliament Tuesday. USF Connect JA was launched late last year by the Universal Service Fund in an effort to provide greater and easier access to broadband internet service for all citizens across the island. Public Wi-Fi networks have already been installed at two locations in the corporate area, Devon House and Mandela Park, at a cost of more than $4 million. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.